Yeah, many of you I don't know, but I hope to get to know you later on.
也许我还没有，但是很多的教学者，我希望学校可以认识到你们。
Is today's passage is taken from Exodus chapter 33, verse 9 to 14.
是从出埃及记33章9到10节。
It shows the importance of the presence of God.
那么可看见神同在的重要性。
We see Moses clearly making a trip to the tabernacle to meet with God.
我看到摩西特别来到了会幕面前，来跟神相见。
Now from the passage above, it is when we abide in God's presence that God speaks to us.
就是说在这里面，当我们与神同在的时候，神就对我们说话。
Now when we spend time with God,
当我们跟神有相处的时间的时候,
there's things start to happen.
有些事情会发生。
There'll be a radiance of God that starts to fall onto you.
神的光芒就会在我们身上。
And the character of God begins to show in your life.
神的特质也在我们身上显现。
In fact, we read this
当我们在读这里的时候,
in the next chapter,
在下一章的时候,
in chapter 34, verse 29.
在第34章的第29节。
We read, the skin of his face, which is Moses' face, shone because he had been talking with God.
我就看到摩西的脸，他是脸上发光的，因为他跟神在对话。
So when you speak to God, when you have communication with God intimately, you will find that God's radiance starts to shine out in your life.
所以你会发现说，当我们在跟神对话，当我们跟神在沟通的时候，有时候我们的就会有神的荣光在我们身上。
And this is also seen by the people of Israel.
在以色列人身上，我们也常看见这件事情。
Now, the psalmist in chapter 16, verse 11,
在诗篇第16章第11节告诉我们。
The radiance of God as a result of God's presence
就是因着神同在，就神的光
gives us joy
给我们喜乐,
and this joy is seen in your life
在我们身上生命中显现。
Many years ago
很多年前,
I was a teacher in school
我是一个在一个学校当老师,
and teacher in Singapore
在新加坡,
is very busy
在新加坡当老师是非常的忙碌。
Because they think that teacher is having a lot of time
他们认为学老师有很多时间。
Because they have a lot of holidays
因为他们有很多的那个假日。
Like the holidays here
像我们在这里有假日一样假期。
So during exams
所以在那个考试的时期,
teachers have to do a lot of marking and a lot of preparation
所以我们老师就要花很多时间在改考卷，然后那个测量。
And you will find that every teacher will be rushing in and out, and everybody will be very serious.
所以一般那时候老师就会非常的就很忙碌，然后看起来都很严肃。
When you see them, you want to talk to them, they have no time for you.
所以那时候你想跟他们讲话，他们都没有时间对你说话。
Everybody is a lot of things in their mind.
他们的脑海里面都很多很多事情在发生。
But for me,
但是对我来说,
I always like to sing.
我都很喜欢唱歌。
So I like to sing praises and songs.
我喜欢敬拜赞美。
And especially when the times are difficult, when I do a lot of work, I will sing to lighten my heart.
所以越是忙碌，越是比较低潮的时候，我就越喜欢唱敬拜赞美。
So I was doing that one day, and I was walking along the corridor.
所以有一天我就在路上，我就边唱歌。
And in school.
就在学校里面。
And my colleague saw me.
所以我同事就看见我。
He said, "Why are you singing?"
他说为什么你在唱歌呢？
Everyone is so busy and so worried that you are singing.
每个人都很烦恼，然后都很忙碌，然后在这里唱歌。
And he said, "What are you singing?"
他说你在唱什么？
I was singing to God. I was telling people to.
然后跟他说我是对神在唱歌。
Because the other person is also a Christian.
因为他也是个基督徒。
No wonder he should sing.
所以他就没有很惊奇，就说
That is the reason why you are always smiling.
哦，原来这样子，因为所以这样子才原来就常常很喜乐的脸在脸上。
So God does give you joy when He is present with you.
所以当神与同在的时候，就会给你喜乐的心。
Now, Peter in Acts chapter 3, verse 29, tells the people of Israel.
所以彼得在那个使徒行传3章29节跟人家说。
tell the people to repent, to turn away from themselves, to turn to Jesus.
所以你要悔改，要回来到耶稣的面前。
So that the Bible records times of refreshing will come into your heart.
所以圣经一直在提醒我们说，我们要常常的悔改，要常更新我们自己。
And at the presence of the Lord.
在神的同在下。
When we rejoice,
当我们喜乐的时候
we cannot.
我们就没有办法。
But be glad.
就开心。
Because God's presence is with us.
因为神的就是与我们同在。
Even when situations are difficult.
就是即使在困难的时候。
And that is shown in the later part of the passage when Moses was meeting with difficulty.
所以就在我们今天经节也可以看到，当摩西遇到困难的时候。
Moses was having this challenge of how to lead the people of Israel.
摩西遇到的困难就是他怎么样把以色列人带进这个圣应许的地方。
Yeah,
he read ahead of me. We are on the same page.
Moses was leading the people from desert.From the people Israelite from desert into the promised land.
所以摩西他就是要带领那个以色列人从那个旷野进入应许之地。
To take possession of the land.
就在去占领这块地方。
And this land has a lot of powerful people living there.
在这个地方有很多很强壮的民族在里面。
They are the Canaanites.
他们是迦南人。
And Moses went through already a war with the Amalekites.
所以他摩西已经有跟那个亚玛利人打仗。
And he knows how difficult it is.
所以他知道那是多么困难的一场战争。
So he knows that to go in to possess the land, you have to overcome these powerful people in the land.
所以他知道说，当他进去这应许之地的时候，他要如何战，他要战胜那些强壮的民族们。
And he felt very inadequate.
而且他没有能力。
And he asked God and he sought God for his ways.
所以他就寻求神，他也寻找神。
In order to follow God's ways.
为了要知道神的旨意是什么。
And interestingly,
但是很有趣的是,
he talked to God very simple.
他对神说话是非常简单。
No need to be complicated.
不需要非常的复杂。
Be direct.
就很直接的。
If you are scared, you tell God you are scared.
如果你很担心的话，你直接跟神说你很担心。
Yes, and he did that.
然后就这样子做。
Like the Bible tells us in that passage, he talked to God directly like a close friend.
就像圣经这样讲的，他对耶摩那个神说，就像个朋友一样面对面的说话。
He said, "Who do you send to me to help me to bring these people?"
他说你要派谁跟我一起去找这些人呢
？And because it was stated in the passage,
然后在经文就这样讲到
，God knew him by his name.
神就因为他的名字知道他。
God knew him intimately.
神就很亲近的、很亲密的知道这摩西。
Moses asked God to show him his ways, God's ways.
就是摩西就是问神说，叫神把他的道路显现给他看。
God's ways are found in His presence.
神的道路就在神的同在里面。
And where God's presence is,
那神的同在在哪里呢？
There His people will find rest.
在那里就是他的子民就可以找到安息的地方。
And it is also precisely,
然后也很正确的说出,
that is because of God's presence,
因为神的同在,
it will tell the difference who are the people of God.
他就会可以给我看见谁才是神的子民。
Because God's people will truly have God's rest.
因为只有神的子民才会有神的带来的安息。
Because we know that those who follow God,
因为我们知道当我们在这些跟随神的人。
And God's ways are the most reliable.
神的道路才是最有保障的。
And the best path
是最好的道路。
Is always in the center of His will.
就是在他最中心的里面。
The rest that we get from God.
那我们从神而来的安息
that is will always be free from disturbance.
就会从我们的这些混乱当中得到自由。
From our enemies.
从我们的敌人中
even from striving.
就是从这些困难。
To try to meet people's expectation.
这样是我们常常要得到别的那个期望。
And it's very tiring.
然后那个劳累当中。
You cannot be yourself.
那你也没有办法做你自己。
And therefore, when you have God's rest,
所以当你有神的安息的时候
，you have peace.
你有那个平安。
You have comfort.
你也会得到安慰。
You have joy.
你也会有得到喜乐。
Now, such is my experience.
这是我有一个经，这是我的经验。
9 months ago,
在9个月前,
when my wife, to let you know that my wife,
只是我跟我的太太,
raise your hand. Yeah, my wife and I were involved in a car accident.
我跟我的太太就发生一件车祸,
and we were rear-ended by a big bus.
我们被一台公车从后面撞上来。
Wow, we suffer whiplash.
我们就颈部就有一些受伤。
And had to go through medical therapy.
所以我们需要一些那个医疗。
But the most shocking news,
但是最让我们惊讶的是,
is that we receive a letter from ICBC.
我从ICBC就得到一封信,
that the accident,
这个车祸,
is everything is my fault.
是完全是我们的错。
Do you know that when you are bang from behind, it is never your fault.
你知道说，当你的车子是从后面被人家撞上来，基本上是不会是你的错的。
There's only one time when it's your fault.
那只有一次是可能是你的错误。
That is when you cut across the lane.
就当你在换线的时候。
And then you stop.
然后你又停止。
And when the car, when the bus behind is moving, you stop. The bus will bang into you. And that is your fault.
后面的公车没有办法停止的时候，直接撞上来，那就是你的错。
So when I received that news,
所以当我听到那件事情的时候,
I think I was devastated.
我是非常的痛苦。
I said I didn't do that.
我说我没有这样做啊。
So but who hurt me?
但是谁可以帮助我呢？
Only God hurt me.
只有神吧。
So I was certain that there has to be witnesses.
所以我确定那应该是会有那个看见见证的人。
So my wife and I,
所以我的太太跟我,
we went to look for witnesses.
所以我们就去找那些有没有当场的人。
To the shop owners,
在那个商店的主人,
and the scene of the accident,
我是在那附近的那些看当场的人。
We put up notices,
我们也放上一些布告栏,
to ask for witnesses to come forward,
就找说有没有当事人在那附近。
But the interesting thing is,
那有趣的是,
there was a witness,
那时候有个就是案发的时候有个人在那里,
for the bus company,
是 帮助那个公车的,
they say that I,
他说我呢,
cross lane,
就是换线的,
and stop in front of the bus,
我就在公车面前停止。
So how to prove against this kind of witness?
所以我们怎么办法去跟这样的这个见证的人跟他对抗?
I don't have any witness.
我没有人可以帮我。
During the accident, I was in a shock.
在车祸的时候，我也是很惊讶当中。
So I didn't ask people for their name and telephone number.
我也没有去问那些四周那些人的电话跟号码。
So it was like finding a needle in a haystack.
所以基本上就像在大海之中找一根针一样。
We ask God for His intervention.
所以我就求神的介入跟帮忙。
We pray to God.
我就向神祷告。
So like Moses,
就像摩西一样,
we told God our situation.
我们就把我们的困难放在神手里,
and ask for God's ways.
就求神的道路彰显。
At the same time,
然后在同一个时间,
my knowledge of God,
我对神的认识,
is one who is just and holy.
是一个非常正公义跟那个圣洁的神。
He's fair. He's fair.
他是很公平的。
And therefore my heart was at peace.
所以我的心就很平安。
And I rest in His presence.
我就在他的那个同在里面得到安息。
So I sense that God was with me.
我就觉得神与我同在。
And true enough,
就是确实是如此。
God's ways are higher than our ways.
神的道路是高过我们的道路的。
He provided irrefutable proof.
他就给我们一个没有办法那个辩论或是的一个证据。
That demolish.
所以就把那个 就破碎了那个
the account of the other witness.
就是另外一个那个事发当人他所讲出来的话。
My wife,
我的太太呢,
it's always good to have a wife.
只要有个太太是非常好。
Those are not married. Yes, you.
如果你还没有结婚，你就要可以想成求有一个太太。
God brought her in contact.
上帝把她带到一个人,
with a close friend.
她一个好朋友,
whose husband,
的老公,
is a bus driver.
也是一个公车司机。
And he told us,
然后那个公车司机都告诉我们,
that in front of the bus,
在每个公车面前,
there's a video camera,
都有一个那个摄影机,
that records everything as the bus moves,
就是记录每个行车,
all the cars that are moving,
每个前面的状况。
No, a lot of people don't know.
很多人可能都不知道。
And in fact, maybe ICBC, some of the people also don't know.
也许 ICBC 里面的也不太清楚。
And so with this information,
所以有了这个资料之后,
we told them about this information.
我就告诉这个 ICBC这个事情。
And subsequently,
然后之后,
we were vindicated.
我们就被那个被侵犯了这样子。
Thank you. Because we then receive a letter.
然后所以我们就到一个那个信
from ICBC.
对 ICBC.
That say that all the repairs to my vehicle.
所以我所有的那个车子的修理
will be borne by the transit bus company.
会被公车的那个公司来扛，就是负责。
Praise God.
对，感谢神。
Thank God.
谢谢神。
Yes, God is great.
就神是很好的。
Because He will provide proof.
所以他会给我们证据。
That even will break down.
也会破碎。
What others will say.
别人的说法。
Because His proof.
因为他的证据。
Nobody can challenge.
没有人可以挑战。
Now, by now, I think we recognize the power of God's presence.
所以我们现在就可以看见神的大能。
Let's look at the Bible that tells us more. In Psalm 68 verse 8 and Psalm 97 verse 5. Those of you who can turn to it, if not, you just listen.
所以我们现在可以来到在圣经里面在诗篇68章8节跟97章5节。
He says that the earth shook.
他说这个地球就是在震动当中。
The heavens drop rain.
然后那个天堂下雨。
And the mountains even melt.
然后也许山也是已经那个软化
at the presence of the Lord
在那个神的同在里面
and I believe some of you have read this kind of these passages from Psalm
然后我相信我们很多都有读到类似的经文里面
It says that even our enemies will fall and perish
我们的敌人也会在我面前被打垮
will before the presence of the Lord
在神的同在里面
Now, the presence of the Lord will not only bring physical change
那神的同在不只会带来
will also bring spiritual restoration.
也会给我们一个属灵上的一个恢复.
That usually is in the form of healing.
那就像是一个医治一样.
And I think you will know that in Luke chapter 8, it records a woman who was bleeding for many years and who spent all her money to look for a physician, but she could not be cured.
就像我们在路加福音第八章的时候，有个得血漏的女人，她就得到医治一样。 然后他其实他花了很多的钱，很多年，他没有到这个，因为耶稣他得到医治。
Okay, he came and touched the Lord's garment.
对，他来到耶稣面前，他碰了耶稣的衣服。
And although many people were pressing against Jesus,
虽然很多人都在触碰着耶稣,
only the touch of faith by this woman,
但是因为这妇女信心的触碰,
was different.
是不一样的。
And Jesus said,
然后耶稣就说,
Someone touch me.
有人碰到我,
for I see that power has gone out of me.
因为我感觉到我的能力从我身上出去了。
Later,
然后之后,
Jesus commended the lady.
耶稣就这个吩咐这个妇女,
for her faith.
因为她的信心,
it's because of her faith that there was healing.
因为她的信心, 所以她得到了医治。
And later on, we read in other parts of the Bible, in the Acts of the Apostles. In Peter and in Paul.
所以之后我们也可以看到说在使徒行传在彼得跟保罗
That Peter and Paul did a lot of miracles.
彼得跟保罗也做了很多神迹的事情
And in fact in Acts chapter 5 verse 15 and Acts chapter 19 verse 11 to 12.
特别在使徒行传第5章15节跟第19章11到12节
They actually bring the people who were sick out in the open. Lay them out on the street.
他们甚至把那个 这个疾病的人从那个街上带出来
So that when Peter walked by
所以当彼得经过的时候
His shadow can fall on some of them
他就
His shadow
他的那个影子就在那个人的身上
And they took Paul's handkerchief and apron
他们甚至拿了保罗的衣服跟手帕
And so that illnesses and evil spirits were cast out
所以那些邪灵就被驱赶出去
Now you ask the question How can the shadow as well as handkerchief bring about all these things
那你会问说为什么影子或甚至这些手帕就可以做出这样的事情呢
It's because of the presence of God
那是因为神的同在
is because God was present in Peter, God was present in Paul, and that caused the difference.
那是因为神的同在在彼得、在保罗里面，所以有这样的事情发生出来。
Now, what does all this mean for us today?
所以这对我们有怎样的影响呢？或是代表什么呢？
Now, above all things,
所以在很多事情里面，
in our lives, including service to the Lord,
不管在我们的生命中，或是在我们的服事里面，
we need to be living in God's presence.
我们需要在神的同在里面。
Then the question to ask ourselves, do we have the hunger for the presence of God?
所以我们要问我们自己的问题，就是我们对神的同在有没有渴慕的心？
When we are hungry, we know that we need to look for food.
当我们在饥饿的时候，我们就知道说我们要去找东西吃。
Do we recognize that we need the presence of God in our life?
所以我们可以知道说我们有没有对神同在有那种渴慕呢？
And the craving of God's presence for our community here.
或者是对神在这个 聚会的这种饥渴。
Sometimes we are so busy in a lot of doing,
有时候我们很忙碌在我们所做很多其他事情上面,
that we forget,
所以我们就忘记,
to be being in God's presence,
在神的同在里面。
For it's out of God's presence,
因为没有神的同在,
we have this outflow,
我们就没有办法，我们就因为有神不在，我们就有这样子从内心出来的
of service and blessing to others,
就是这样的服事跟对别人的祝福。
That's why we hear about the living water of Jesus and the living water of His word.
所以我们就可以常常知道说，像是耶稣的活水，或是这个活水的工作。
Now, in closing,
所以在最后结束的时候，
the application question is,
我们有个这样的问题就是，
how do we continually abide in God's presence?
所以我们要怎么样继续的活在神的同在里面呢？
The passages and verses we read earlier is the answer.
所以我们刚刚这样子读到的经文就是我们的回答。
First, we need to exercise faith like the women in Luke chapter 8.
第一个，我们要常常就是做出像是在路加福音那血肉女人她的信心出来。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 tells us,
在希伯来书第11章第6节对我们说，
without faith it is impossible to please Him.
没有信，我们就没有办法，是很难去那个去爱神，去赞美神。
Yeah. So for whoever would draw near to God,
不管谁来到神的面前，
must believe that He exists.
要信神的像那个存在，
and that He rewards those who seek Him.
然后他会奖赏这些相信他的人。
The simple trust you put in God honors Him.
我们对神很简单的这样的信心，就是尊重神。
And His grace will flow down upon you.
他的恩典就在我们身上。
We believe God at His word.
我们相信神他的话语。
What He tells us, we do it.
他对我们说话，我们就去做。
A lot of times we question.
很多时候我们会去问。
A lot of times we doubt.
有时候很多时候我们可能会怀疑。
But it's God's word.
那是神的话语。
Why do we question?
为什么我们会去质问呢？
Do we know better or does God know better?
是我们知道比较多，还是神知道的比较多呢？
Now, keeping the word in our heart invites His presence.
当把神的话语放在我们心里面的时候，就是邀请神。
That's why the Bible reminds us, keep the word of God in our heart, that we may not sin against Him.
所以就神的圣经在提醒我们，当我把神的话语放在我们心里的时候，我就远离了罪恶。
Going to God
去找神
is not a special art or a science.
不是找一个很特别的一个行动或是一个行为。
The most important is the heart.
最重要是我们的心。
Your heart must be resolute.
我们的心要确定。
And determined.
真的就是很决心的。
To seek and love Him only.
去寻找他，也去爱他。
And Matthew also promises us that the pure in heart will see God.
在马太福音也说到说，那个单纯的人会，所以，不是吧？单纯的人会见到神。
Yeah. Secondly,
第二点,
like Moses,
就像摩西一样,
we need to accustom ourselves to continually have conversation with God.
我们要就是要持续的跟神有沟通交流。
Moses goes to the tabernacle regularly.
摩西常常去会幕，很经常的去会幕。
That's what we should do.
那也是我们要常常做的事情。
Now, how do we do that?
那我们要怎么做呢?
We continually thank Him, praise Him, and we sing praises, we sing songs.
我们常常就来敬拜赞美，唱歌，唱诗歌。
And what I did in my situation, I offer my plans to him when I have difficulty, and even I offer my plans to him when I came to Canada to study in Regent College.
所以有时候我们也可以把我们的计划就是奉献给神，像是当初我要把我来到加拿大读书的计划就奉献给神，放在他身上。So
when we do all these things,
就当我们在做这些事情的时候。
We are telling him,
我就是跟神说,
You are God.
你是神,
I need you.
我需要你,
I need your guidance.
我需要你的指引,
I need you to show me the way.
我需要你告诉我的那个道路。
But when we don't talk to God,
但是如果我们不跟神说话,
it's like saying, My way.
就好像是说我的道路,
I think with my brain.
我的脑海里,
I think with my experience.
我用我的经历,
and do my own way.
做我自己的事情。
I know that it is not easy.
我知道这不是很简单,
to practice
去那个练习,
the presence of God.
这个神的同在,
but when I started doing that,
当我开始这样做的时候,
I failed many times.
我很多时候都感觉到,
I get distracted.
我可能被其他事情给打扰,
but I will not give up.
但是我没有继续放弃,
and I will not despair.
我也没有就是离开,
I will not get sad.
我也觉得很难过,
because I fail.
因为我失败了,
I keep trying.
我继续的努力了,
when you want to play a game,
当你要玩一个游戏的时候,
okay, when you want to play a game like, let's say, soccer,
当你在玩一个像是足球的游戏的时候,
you want to play it well,
你想要打得很好,
you must practice a lot.
所以你要继续的练习,
in fact, for any game,
对任何运动都是一样,
and by practicing,
当我练习的时候,
we still become better and better.
我们就越来越好,
and in the same way,
所以也一样的,
by repeating these acts of thanking God, praising Him and singing to Him,
一直在练习在跟神敬拜赞美祷告或是跟他亲近的时候,
and meditating on His word,
在思考他的话语的时候,
it will become a habit.
你会慢慢的成为一个习惯,
and slowly,
慢慢的,
but surely,
然后也很确定的,
the presence of God,
神的同在,
will become natural to us.
就很像一个自然的事情发生。
Let's pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
God, we thank you.
神，我们谢谢你。
For your word.
你的话语,
yes,
对我们所说的话。
We know that when Jesus came to earth,
当我们知道当耶稣来到世上的时候,
he was called Emmanuel.
他是以马利亚。
Because that means God is with us.
那表示神就是我们同在。
God, we want to invite your presence.
神，我们想要求你与我们同在。
Into our heart.
在我们心里面。
For those who have yet to know you.
如果在我们里面有还没有认识你的。
For those of us who know you.
或是有认识你的。
You are with us.
你都在我们同在。
But you are not constantly in our thoughts.
然后你在我们脑海里面。
And so God.
所以神。
We ask that you will help us.
当你在我们脑海里说你帮助我们,
give us that motivation.
给我们这样的动力,
give us the encouragement.
给我们鼓励,
to seek after you.
去寻求你,
to really hunger after you.
对你瞩目的心,
pray all this.
我们要祷告,
你觉得是吗?
就奉主耶稣的名所求。
Amen.